man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Attic.com brought to you by Patrick Eads, his son Tyler, and the whole staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip. GT Car, his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, the home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. The Oxyoke Inn in the Amanas. Streets Maintenance. Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. Here's Tom Suter and Pat Hardy from HawkFanatic.com. And here's the right.
The right button?
The right button.
You know, there's a lot of buttons over there, and in all fairness. To me, that looks like a space station console over there.
No, it's not even, no.
And you say, you've always said that a monkey could learn to do it.
I would like to get a monkey in here. Well, yeah, a monkey would insist on getting off when Todd does.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Monkey's probably got an agent.
I'd love a talking bird, too.
Imagine that. I've had one.
Yeah.
You don't want one. I've had a minor bird.
Yeah?
Yeah. They are messy AF.
They talk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and they get on Twitter. Hi, Pat.
Good morning. We're already 25 minutes into this.
Yeah.
This is great.
It's gone so fast. Yeah,
the best 25 minutes we've ever had.
Jesus.
We'll take a, are we a break in 5 minutes?
I don't know. So... lots going on with your old pal, the transfer portal. And
oh, really? I'm not aware.
Yeah. Aren't you, don't you get message after message after message?
I do not. I haven't really been on. I've been kind of preoccupied the last 24 hours with non-work related stuff, so I haven't really been paying attention. But, I mean, nothing much for Iowa.
Well, no, nothing breaking yet, huh?
I mean, that receiver, I haven't, that was supposedly going to commit any second. The quarterback for Northwestern, who's a lock for Iowa. The big man from Massachusetts, who's a lock for Iowa. I've been told by numerous people, none of it's happened yet.
None of it has happened yet that I've seen. And I was just saying before we came on that Brendan Sullivan from Northwestern has been in the portal for over a week, and I have not seen or heard one word about where he might be looking at.
Now, some will say, well, that's because he's a lock for Iowa and they're just going through the paperwork. Maybe so. If that's the case, fine. I mean, at this stage, if he comes here, he does. If he doesn't, you know, I really don't care. I mean, they need a quarterback. I will
they
say
do.
That. But, I mean, you know, some of these people, I've seen some comments that make it sound like he's a cross between, like, Johnny Unitas and Joe Montana. I mean, it's just he's leaving Northwestern because that guy who came in pulled even with him on the depth chart, or may have moved ahead of him.
May have moved.
I don't even know. I can't remember the guy's name.
I can't.
But that's the reason he's leaving.
Yeah.
And he thinks at Iowa, McNamara's, you know, there's no guarantee he's going to be healthy. And then if he has to sit behind him for a year, he could be there. What's he got, 2 years left or three?
Two.
I guess he could come here. I mean, because I believe now if he comes here and beats out a healthy McNamara next year, I have more power to him.
Yeah.
But boy, would that really make for some interesting team chemistry?
It would.
And dynamics. I don't know how well that would go over to have a disappointed, grumpy sixth-year or seventh-year senior Cade McNamara on the roster. You think that would be a good thing?
Probably.
Now, if he loses the job fair and square, there's nothing, you know.
What do you do?
What do you do? You have to take it like a man and accept it. Now, but like I said, I just think the quarterback situation with Iowa right now is in a really weird place.
It most certainly is.
And the fact that they have just tied all their threads to McNamara. I mean, that's risky right now because he's hurt.
He is, and he is. He was limping around pretty good at spring practice.
Oh, God, he didn't look any... Well, when we watched him walk, you could tell he's very ginger right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, I mean, we're into May. They hope he's cleared in a month. And, you know, a lot can happen in 6-7 weeks. So we'll see. But like I said, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, do you think he starts every... all 12 games healthy as a... healthy? And I for some reason, don't either. But like I said, we still got to let it play out. But I'll tell you, I was giving him every chance. I mean, they basically said, hey, things didn't work out this last year. You got hurt. You weren't very good to begin with. But we're going to go with you again because we believe in you. That's basically, it seems like, what Iowa's saying.
Yeah. Well, Iowa did see Cade at his quote-unquote best in the Big Ten championship game, and he was
solid. But not with Iowa players.
No.
Not with Iowa's offensive line, not with Iowa's receivers. I mean, it's like apples and oranges. I get what you're saying, but, I mean, you just hope
that's who they think they have.
Well, right? You mean they think they have that quarterback?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't think they have that personnel around that quarterback.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, the question, I'm still not convinced, is McNamara a product of what was around him more than a great quarterback? We'll have to wait and see, because he hasn't done anything at Iowa to suggest otherwise yet.
No, he hasn't.
And the people that support him will say, well, listen, he wasn't the same since the muscle tear. Okay, but that's life. That's football. Yep. You got to figure out a way to make it work. And I'm not sure if that muscle tear had a lot to do with him, like missing Seth Anderson on that wide-open play against Iowa State. You remember that seam round? He was wide. But like I said, I just need to see more. And I can't imagine having McNamara here is helping their recruiting of a quarterback in the portal.
No, of course it doesn't.
I'm guessing it's hurting.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
No. Well, but yeah, we need another body in there. With Puhalski hitting the portal, Deacon hitting the portal.
Yeah, the Puhalski one was interesting. I wonder if he just kind of came here for a year in honor of his father. Because he had
it to feels
have,
that way, doesn't
he had
it?
To have realistic expectations that he was probably never going to start here. He's not, I mean, seemed like a great kid. I wrote a story about him, got a nice letter from his grandparents afterwards that I was appreciative. But it almost seems like I'm going to Iowa for a year for you, Dad, in honor of your memory. And now he's leaving because, I mean, obviously he knows he's not going to play.
Yeah.
So, and my guess is he'll transfer to I'd be surprised if he went to another Power 5 school.
Yes, I would too.
So, we'll see.
I mean, he was a walk-on here.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have many offers whatsoever. Kirk gave him a chance, which you got to respect, and now he's going to go elsewhere.
Yep.
I actually thought Puhalski might be one of those guys that just loves being a Hawk and just going to be here until he graduates. But obviously, he's got other plans and more power to him.
Well, best of luck to him.
Yeah.
So then the men's basketball, the dude from UMass, there's nothing new on him, right?
I haven't heard anything. No, like I said, I haven't been looking. I'm sure there's other people in the Iowa media that have been stalking that guy. But I haven't seen anything on Twitter. I mean, I haven't read, has anyone had like any nuggets or anything crystal balls? Or I haven't seen any nuggets and crystal balls, Captain. That's what it's down to in recruiting. Nuggets and crystal balls. What do you think?
I'll favor the crystal balls.
Over the nuggets?
Over the nuggets.
Why is that?
Balls are bigger than nuggets.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's some pretty big gold nuggets, guys. I don't know.
I had McNuggets at McDonald's the other day, a four-piece, and they got my order right.
They had good?
They were warm. They had barbecue sauce in them, a napkin. Everything went well.
Do you know, that lot is just war zone. It looks like it's a war zone with so many holes.
Yeah, that big pothole's got a lot of friends.
Well, yeah, all throughout the freaking...
You notice the one, though, the deep one right in the middle when you can either take a right or a left at the tee there? That thing's like... That's like 2 feet deep, it seems like. It's like people are taking sledgehammers at night and just digging big holes in it.
It's ridiculous.
Why don't they do at least temporary fixes?
I don't know. Honest to God, Tom, I counted just driving around and around the McDonald's. I counted 11 big potholes.
Isn't that up to the owners of the Sycamore Mall?
Yes. Yeah.
Who owns it?
I don't know now.
We should find out and call them. Why aren't you fixing the potholes?
Yeah. Well, it's ridiculous.
Oh, it is. It has gotten to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, there's times now where I used to cut through that road all the time. because it's a lot quicker if you're going. Now I don't I don't even want to go in there anymore. I mean, because you just risk damaging your car.
Yeah, you can't cut through. No, I counted 11 just in the perimeter around
McDonald's. Around McDonald's.
Yes.
Yeah, and if I was one of those businesses, I'd be pissed.
Well, I would too.
And there's a bunch of them right up by Panera.
We have never, in, you know, as bad as our road has been, and it has.
And it has.
Never been that bad. Mm-mm.
Well, and you always fix it every year.
Well, yeah.
Unfortunately, they're temporary fixes only, because they're not ours to do anything permanent. But you can't really do anything permanent out here.
But with what they have there, they may have to shut the parking lot down to fix some of that stuff for a while.
Well, yeah, I haven't gone closer than the perimeter of. I mean, what's it like to get into a Panera?
Well, you got
to
be careful. There's like you take the left into there, and you start heading up toward there. They did fill one a while back, but no, you have to be careful. They're all over the place.
It's stupid.
It's just not a good look.
No, it's ridiculous.
And it doesn't help the reputation of the mall.
Yeah.
And so we went from Iowa quarterbacks to the pothole.
Well,
it's April. No, it's May.
They got a problem. We got a problem.
It's May. It's May 1st.
Yeah.
Payday.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm like you with payday. Yeah. It's not fun paying other people.
No, it isn't.
No.
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 But you got to do it.
You don't have to do it.
Well, if you want to get sued, that'd be a lot of fun.
Or have everyone quit.
Yeah, or have nobody working for you. That'd be even more fun. Get sued and have no labor force. Have you ever thought about just trying to stop paying Hunter and see if he notices?
He writes the checks.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't write the checks.
But I sign them.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you don't like to sign checks, do you?
I don't like to sign anything. To be truthful, and there's a medical reason for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling Tom, I did talk to Matt White, so it looks like we're going to get Beth on sometime in early to mid-June. To me, that's better anyway. School will be over, everything will be done, and it'll be a little more separation from the last time we had her on. We had her on somewhat recently. You know, I mean, we had her on probably, what, 3-4 months ago? And if we have her on the second time, that'll be more, I think, than we ever had Gary Barta on in 16 years. I think we had Barta on once.
Well, she's more accessible.
Yeah, and I want to wait till the school year's over. By then, we'll know what's going on. Baseball's got another game tonight. They play North Dakota State. They won last night. They rallied to beat Illinois State, which is good. As much as they've kind of struggled in Big Ten play, you cannot lose these midweek games.
No.
And that was a big win for them. They need to win tonight because then they have a series against Northwestern here at home that I think that they should be able to win this series.
Well, I hope so. And then the softball team has to go to Illinois. Probably need to win at least 2 of 3, I would imagine, or else they're not going to make the Big Ten tournament, which we are hosting.
Yes.
So I just think that's weird.
I think they got a sweep.
Yeah.
Don't they have
do you do?
I think they either got to, they for sure have to win the series.
Yes.
But they may have to sweep.
But I don't think one's going to do it.
Yeah. Oh, and then I just saw that I was reading. May 30th is the dedication to the new wrestling facility. So I'm sure that will be a proud event and something that shows when you get enough people to raise money. The thing is, though, the people that donated to that may impact how much they can donate to NIL.
Sure, it does.
I mean, most people are being stretched in a lot of different ways.
Most people only have so much money to do, you know, and, you know, as a fan, you know, I buy football season tickets and you have to have, you know, seat fee, and then iClub, men's basketball, women's basketball, you know, that all adds up.
Well, travel, especially if you go to road games.
We give a little bit to Swarm.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's a commitment.
I wonder if some people will stop purchasing tickets and start watching more from home and then take the money they save and give to Swarm.
I don't know.
I think I think you'll see some of that. And you know, you hate to lose the bodies in the seats, but as long as you can replace them, you're okay. But I mean, I think some universities might be willing to lose a body or two in the seats if it's giving them more NIL firepower.
I mean, our NIL is somewhat healthy figure-wise. I mean, we're about in the middle, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
But there's only a little over 400 people that give, that are NIL givers. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought at some point they'd have like 10,000.
I did too.
I mean, 10,000 is only, I mean, they draw 70 for every home game.
I mean, how can you only have 400 out of 70,000? I mean, and that's just looking at the football universe. It is astounding to me.
I don't know that. I don't know that it's promoted as well as it could be. It's promoted, but they should be making a case throughout all media, and I mean, it's kind of enclosed in the fan.
So you're saying they? I mean, I would gladly run swarm ads on my site, but I wouldn't do it for free. I mean, we got to make a living too.
Oh, sure.
I mean, but they haven't never reached out. I mean, we got a lot of.
I don't even see it on Facebook.
I know. I'm guessing Kakert's site has it, right? But Kakert works for the Swarm. He's part of it. Do you see much on his?
I have honestly, I don't know who is on Kakert's site, and I'm there.
I'm saying, do you see any ads for the Swarm on Kakert's site?
I don't see any ads. Period.
I find that surprising.
I know there are ads on there, but I don't see them.
Yeah, I mean,
like I look for stuff like that, and I just don't see them. I mean, they should be, yeah, you're right, they should pay for it, but.
And I wouldn't charge anything. I'd charge just what I do anyone else.
Well, yeah, you know, we would too, the TV stations would too, but I mean, that's what they should be doing. And yeah, just do social media. I don't see their posts. If they've got a page on social media.
But I think you even need to do.
I have never seen it.
I think you need to do more than Facebook and Twitter too. I mean,
yeah, you need to do all media.
Yeah, I don't get why they haven't. I'm actually surprised nobody has reached out and said, "Hey, could we run this ad for a month, for 2 months? You know, for what are your prices? You could run. Mm-hmm. I mean, depending on where you wanted the ad, you could run that 2 months for $200. That's
okay. Swarm does have a page
on Facebook.
Yes.
Oh yeah, they've got their own Twitter,
and they've only got 2,600 followers and 1,700 likes. It's just not being promoted.
Well, of those 2,600 that follow, then only, what's that work out to be? 10% are Swarm members?
So where do you? 10%. How do you find out how many are in the Swarm? How do you get updated numbers?
From Brad.
Oh, he just told you?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
A month.
So hopefully they have a few more since then. But was he telling you that out of frustration?
Well, I think it does frustrate him. Sure, of course it does. And yeah. That it just makes no sense to me whatsoever. And unless you're hiding your head in the sand, NIL is critical to team success anymore.
You know, there. I don't want this to come out wrong, but there's still fans out there, Tom, that say, you know, okay, I get it, but you know, I don't have the desire or much money to throw into NIL and all the other stuff. I'll still be a fan, but, you know, you guys got to figure out a way to make it work without my dollar. There are fans out there like that.
There are obviously tens of thousands
and
of fans
their,
like that.
That's their prerogative. I can't fault somebody because they don't want to buy season tickets and travel all over and follow a college team and spend a bunch of money they don't have.
Absolutely, you can't fault them. I mean,
who's ever doing the page? Okay, they had a post 3 days ago that was taken down. This content not available right now. Then their next post was 5 days ago, 6 days ago. They're not, and then the 22nd.
Well, next time we have Brad on, we probably should address this.
Yeah, they have to. I mean, hey, I'm posting every freaking 20 minutes sometimes. You have to make it on people's, you know, feed.
Yeah, and
if you're just going to get lost.
The one thing I can guarantee him is plenty of eyeballs without, and I'm not knocking Google ads, but they're not distracted by the Google ad mm-hmm. format. And I think that would help him. And I remember when he was on the first time, he talked about advertising with But my guess is they probably thought they'd have a little more disposable revenue to work with.
That would be my guess,
too. And they don't have it, and he's trying to make do with what they have. I get it. But it's kind of a catch-22. You can't get the word out until you start getting the word out. But if you don't, you know, I mean, it's – but, yeah, 400. I would – if you would have asked me, I would have guessed – if somebody, how many, I would have guessed somewhere between like 2,500 and 5,000. I would have just, and that's, that would have been being very conservative.
Yeah. No, I would have guessed. I am stunned.
Yeah, I would have guessed 10. I would have guessed.
And 10. Even that, that's.
Maybe I should write about that today. I was working on a Brian Ferentz column.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll write, maybe I'll give Brad a call.
Yeah, do.
And I mean, I could help spread.
It's probably a little over 400 by now, but that was. Well, the last
even if it's,
I
mean, to me, 1,000 is disturbing.
Yeah,
no, it's a terribly low number to me.
But if they're going to use social media like that and they're not spending any money on it, then you got to keep posting.
Well, you got to walk a fine line there too, because when you give money for some to Swarm, you expect that money to go to. Pay the players.
Okay, but if you got a free page, which they got, okay,
mm-hmm.
And I liked it. I liked it early on, okay?
Yep.
I haven't seen anything about it because they're not posting enough to make it on my feed.
And I get what you're saying, but I would also like to think that somebody given to the Swarm would understand the Swarm is sort of a business. Businesses advertise in order to spread what they do.
Yeah.
So maybe you're a Swarm person in these early stages. Okay. Yeah, I'd like it to go to the athletes, but if 20% goes to promo, I get it. We got to get the word out. So, I mean, it's an interesting situation what they've gotten themselves into. But yeah, and I swear I thought there was a time when Brad, I told us they had like 800 like a year ago, but I'm obviously wrong. I mean, have they lost people?
They lost some with Caden Proctor.
Why would they take it out on?
Because they're stupid.
Why would they take it out on the Swarm for Caden Proctor?
They don't think.
See, and I'm wondering if some are under this belief that a ton of that Proctor didn't leave here with $1 million.
No.
I mean, he got an initial payment that was just from
a business.
But it was from a business. There was no money that fans donate to the Swarm given to Proctor.
Exactly.
He wasn't here long enough. He didn't do any of the charity. I mean, so that's a misconception that's out there. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's interesting. Like I said, I may reach out to him today because God knows this is the time of year when.
Well, doing an article would help him greatly. You know, if they wanted to use us, we could do like a PSA.
Well, we have him on. We just had him on 2 weeks ago, didn't we?
Two or three.
Yeah, we've had him on like four times. I mean, I think you're doing more. I think you're doing your part.
Well, if they're going to use social media, they got to really. Get somebody to pound stuff, even if they got to, you know.
Well, what they need to do is they need to hire some tech-savvy keyboard media Iowa student who's close to graduating. That's just, they need to hire someone like that to run their social media stuff. You know, they're just in a way, like I don't want to say a pander, but, you know, a lot of these young people in college, they live on social media.
They do.
They need to hire one of those persons and have them push the brand.
They could post stuff from your site. They could post stuff from the other site.
Anything to promote the Swarm. Yes.
Yeah, just keep posting.
Yes.
Just to show up on people's feed.
That's what they need to do.
Hello.
Hey, guys. I'd say I listen to most of the Hawk Fanatic show. And I've heard Brad be on there before, but I'm still slightly confused where the money goes. Can you decide what department you want it to go to? What if I think that women's basketball is the blaze
for
the buck for IRL?
Yeah, you can do that.
And then how do they compete if you're already an iClub member, you're already paying for football and basketball tickets?
That's the challenge.
There's
like a direct competition against the foundation.
That's the challenge.
You've already got planned giving with your money.
Yes.
You know, it's just like, there's a lot of people wanting your money, and where's it going to go? And then with the kids coming in, and then they come and go, you're like, well, I was given my money because I wanted to go to this area, but now it's not.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a little bit of a lack of control with where your money's going, too.
Well, so you just put your finger on
a little bit of confusion. So
you put your finger on a lot of the problem.
Yep.
Who do you give to?
And there is no John Papa John anymore. Dick Jacobson is dead. I mean, a lot of these multimillionaires that could have maybe, they're not here right now, and I don't know if anyone's really replaced them, have they?
Not that I know of. Uh-uh.
So, well, the foundation over there is an amazing group of people that are very scientific in who they know has the money in Iowa and what they want it to go to for, especially the infrastructure, whether it's the hospital or athletic facilities or what have you. But, you know, we are in Iowa. It's not like we have a line of billionaires lined up that can fund all of these different areas. I would be interested to see when we have some of our players that move on and make a lot of money, how they end up paying back toward the university, whether that ends up going back to foundation or back to IRL money. Or
we asked Brad, it doesn't sound like much of that has taken off yet. It doesn't sound like many of the millionaires in professional sports have given, and I'm not knocking them, it sounds like that hasn't.
No,
really,
none.
Well,
it's still Wild West, right? I mean, a lot of this hasn't, like, to use your term, the dust hasn't settled yet. I mean, they're going to have to. This is evolving, and again, like you guys have said, it's just too bad the NCAA didn't get ahead of this a long time ago.
Yeah, but
no, they didn't.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
But no, the guy just put his finger on exactly what the problem is. There's only so much money that people have. You can't give to everything. And
everything you're giving to is getting more expensive pretty much on an annual basis.
That is true, too.
So, yeah, it's a tough gig, and like we said, there are no big prominent billionaires like, oh yeah, I'll give that $20 million a year just for a tax write off. Unlike places like Tyson's Chicken and Walmart in Arkansas, Iowa doesn't have that.
So the TV money, what did we get this year? $55 million.
$55 million.
Okay, and none of that can go to NIL, evidently.
Well, no, because it's they're separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they can't. But that can cover a lot of things to where maybe they wouldn't have to ask quite as much from fans in some areas to maybe funnel some more money to NIL, if that makes sense. But getting that much money, maybe you don't need to raise ticket prices as much as you normally have in the past.
Help
before
fans out that way.
Help fans out that way. There's a give and take in this, too.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, people are bitching. We talked about it yesterday, Tom. People are bitching. Peacock has now raised its price by $2.
Oh, my God.
And people are going, yeah.
I don't have it. What about Elvis Peacock? Former Oklahoma running back, Elvis Peacock. Out of Miami, Florida. You don't remember him?
Yes,
you remember
I
him
do.
Too?
Yes, I remember him.
Great
yes.
name, Elvis Peacock.
Yes,
you imagine,
I remember him.
You imagine being born and your parents tell you your name is Elvis Peacock? What do you think of that name? It's one of my all-time favorite names.
Okay, well, let's put this Peacock thing in perspective.
How about Hawthorne Wingo? What do you think of that name? Former New York Knick. You like that name?
I like that Buffalo. I'm Buffalo.
How about how about World Be Free? Remember that name?
Stupid name.
His real name was Lloyd, but he changed his name to World Be Free. You don't like that suitor?
It was Lewis Lloyd, wasn't it?
No, it was Lloyd Free. Lewis Lloyd played at Drake.
Yeah. Okay.
World Be Free. What do you think of that, Captain? The world is far from free.
Yeah. No.
Okay. You can buy a beer at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
For what, $8.50?
For $9, yeah. So that's what, 4.5 months of Peacock.
And I got a 12-pack at Hy-Vee last night for $10.98. What do you think of that? That's pretty cheap.
That is.
Yeah. I was going to buy a 6-pack, and they were $9.99. Why would you buy a 6-pack at $9.99 when you can buy a 12-pack at $10.98?
I really don't know.
There's no reason to.
No.
So
should we take a break?
No, we're just still early. We're still grinding. We're earning our money right now.
Are we grinding?
We're grinding now. May 1st grind.
Grind.
No Karn.
Yeah.
Karn doesn't have time for us.
No.
Yeah. No.
Karn will not grind.
Karn's not a grinder.
We'll be back.
All right.
1-800-800-ROSE.
1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country.
1-800-800-ROSE.
It's so easy, just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist.
1-800-800-ROSE.
Remember...
for a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime. Find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Hertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and HertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
Hey, Iowa.
We want your trade-ins.
It's that simple. Sedans, coupes, SUVs, vans, trucks.
We want them all.
At Dairy Ford in Iowa City. If you don't need it, don't want it, can't afford it, we'll pay top market value for your trade. If you've got a trade, you've got a deal. 0% financing available. Plus huge discounts on over 60 new vehicles in stock. So bring us your trade-in. We want them all. Dairy Ford in Iowa City. Hurry in or shop online at DairyFord.com.
GT Car, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. And special ribeye and shrimp nights. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
Car won't steer? Call Premier. Premier Automotive in North Liberty offers full-service mechanical auto repair work in addition to being Eastern Iowa's most trusted name in auto body repair. Use Premier for all your auto repair needs. Brakes, oil changes, air conditioning, diagnostics, transmissions, or preventive maintenance. Whether you hit a deer or your car won't steer, see Premier Automotive in North Liberty.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip offers the ultimate sizzle of wood-fired pizza perfection. Elevate your pizza game with over 20 wood-fired pizzas, ranging from the Tony Pepperoni, the Philly Cheese Steak Pizza, Mary Margarita, and the Tavern Supreme. From the freshest ingredients, Tavern Blue cooks their pizzas to mouth-watering perfection in their wood-fired oven, which helps bring out those old-world flavors. Fresh creative salads, tacos, burgers, signature cocktails, beer, and wine are just a taste of what Tavern Blue has to offer. Tavern Blue is a family-friendly establishment that offers mini golf, table games, darts, and foosball. Go to TavernBlue.com for the latest news, events, and specials, along with full menu options. Once again, that's TavernBlue.com.
Dear U of I, just a note to let you know, if you're ever thinking about selling Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, please consider Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We're here to provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Signed, Hawkeye Fan Forever, and send. Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Whether it's a large commercial property or if you're buying your first home, remember, we're here to help. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
Are you tired of living in a home that doesn't quite meet your needs? Then it's time to call the experts at Streets Maintenance. Their team of skilled professionals specializes in renovations and remodeling, transforming your home into the space you've always dreamed of. From kitchen bath remodels to complete home renovations, no job is too big or too small. Streets Maintenance will work with you every step of the way to ensure your vision becomes a reality. So don't wait any longer. Call Streets Maintenance to schedule your consultation at 400-4483. Let's start building your dream home today.
Hi, this is Bill Leixnering from the Oxyoke Inn. The Oxyoke Inn is now serving daily. Our Oxyoke family is ready to serve you with the same quality of food and service you've come to trust since 1940. Now serving lunch, dinner, banquets, and carry out daily with four portion sizes. Sundays featuring our famous brunch buffet. You can also order curbside carryout and pies to go online and take the comforting taste of the Oxyoke home to your family's table. Visit oxyokein.com for hours, menus, reservations, carryout, specials, and gift cards. From our Oxyoke family to yours, we can't wait to see you again soon. Oxyoke Inn, in the heart of Amana.
The Oxyoke Inn.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm or two. Our low 53. Tomorrow, windy with showers, thunderstorms, and some heavy rain. There could be an isolated strong to severe storm. Our high 75 on Friday. Sunshine, we're going to have a high Friday of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Right now, it's 64.
KCJJ Weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths, your home never looks so beautiful.
We're back.
Are we officially back?
Yeah, we're as back as we're going to be.
Okay. It's good to know. You having some refreshing Diet Coke?
It is very refreshing.
How about this? Over the past 2 days, I have listened to three Bob Dylan live albums. At Budokan, Hard Rain, Before the Flood. The last was by far the best, in my opinion. Thanks to all who have offered advice. This is just some guy on Twitter. What are you familiar with those three albums?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like them all?
I don't like all of the cuts, but yeah, I like.
Molly played a Dylan song Sunday.
What'd she play?
Shelter from the Storm.
Yeah.
Molly, bring it.
Great song.
Yeah, what, great song.
What got into her? What?
She was playing rock and roll.
Oh, she was playing good music on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Just the other 6 days a week where she...
There's a lot of crap, too.
She had a nice Beatles block.
Did she play some crap, you're saying?
No, I'm saying there's a lot of crap in the oldies stuff, too.
Boy, yeah. Ain't that the truth.
Yeah. A lot, plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty.
There's bad music every era.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of it.
Yep. A lot of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Plenty of bad music.
That's why we only pick the finest.
That's right.
Yep.
Hits.
That's why the wall of shame is packed with hits.
I don't know why it's the wall of shame.
You talked bad about that.
Well, it's the songs that he likes.
I call that the wall of shame. Although there's some, do you have any Doors back there?
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin?
Yes.
Yes.
Floyd?
No.
What would Roger Waters say if he walks in there and he's not part of that?
Call me a Jew.
Well, you are a Jew.
Start ripping me.
But he doesn't like the Palestinians either, does he?
No. Or any other human. Hello?
Hey, Pat, we never did get the answer. Led Zeppelin or Toto?
or both.
God. So the, one of those like history of rock and roll Twitter accounts had a thing, Led Zeppelin 4 or Toto 4, as a which one would you prefer? And I tweeted, seriously, come on. I mean, Toto 4.
I thought maybe you liked both of them. That's why you were out here making a hard decision.
Is Toto 4, was that one of their better albums, Toto 4?
I don't have any idea.
I mean, Led Zeppelin 4, that had Stairway to Heaven, and that's what...
Well, but I don't know.
What did Toto 4 have on it? Hold the Line?
I don't have any idea. There's Hold the Line.
How about you, Colin?
There's
you know what's...
Africa. There's
Rosanna.
Rosanna. And 99, which is...
Oh, God,
99.
I hate that song.
I did, too.
Come on.
It is ridiculous.
So your other subject you guys were talking about, the whole... I think that the whole Proctor thing, being uninformed over that whole situation, I think a lot of people thought that he walked away with the money.
Well, he
yes.
didn't.
But
he got some money when he initially came here. But he didn't walk away with any of the fans' money. That's just a misconception that's out there.
And it is, but there really isn't anything combating that. You know, I'm not seeing it on social media. I mean, I'm...
Well, we did have Brad on the radio.
For 15 years, I don't see anything on there about, you know, hey, where's this money going?
Now, in fairness, Brad tweeted right after all that stuff broke. Brad went up on his Twitter account and said, hey, guys, none of this is true. He didn't receive anything other than the initial from the business itself. He
That's
didn't
right.
get anything from fans. He did tweet that stuff. Now does Brad have 100,000 Twitter followers? No.
No.
But he still did. He did get the message out, in fairness.
Well, and that's a problem is that he's not reaching, like you guys said, he's not reaching enough people. And therefore, people are, you know, misinformed about where the money's going, how it's going, what you're able to do if you give money, you know, are you able to guide it to a certain place, you know, or a certain program or a certain player, you know, just things like that. I think there's just a lot of misinformation floating around out there that's stopping people from giving.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, there is misinformation out there, but when people blatantly ignore the truth, to go with some misconception, it's just stupid. It's people being stupid and drawing wrong conclusions, even when the truth is hit them in the face.
I wonder how many of those people, though, are using that as an excuse just because they don't have the desire to donate that money because it's just too much for them.
I don't know.
If they want to keep going to the games and they're like, man, I can't afford tickets and this, and I still want tickets over NIL. I mean, people could be making those decisions.
And yes, they are. You're exactly right, and but you know, Brad not only came out on Twitter, but he came out on message boards as well, saying the fans' money, not one penny, was taken by Caden.
Well, he
Proctor.
Said the same thing here.
Yes.
So there's your three. Now
that's what I'm saying.
But a lot of people aren't on message boards. There's no, I mean, my guess is most people aren't on message
boards. And you're 100% correct. But the people that are on message boards
spread the word
are ignoring what he's saying.
But then, in fairness to him, you have message boards, social media, radio. That's a lot of different platforms he's gone out to try to spread the
yes.
word.
Yes.
So.
But don't you guys think the whole Proctor thing left an incredibly bad taste in our mouth just because we welcomed him back with open arms?
Yes, of course.
And then he kind of crapped on us and went back to Alabama.
Yes.
It seemed a little, you know, this was a plan of his.
Okay, but you know, maybe so, but why blame Iowa Swarm NIL or why make the Swarm suffer? I don't get that.
And I don't either, but we live in a time where people believe misinformation constantly. I mean, I'm going to be political for a second, but people believe Trump's lies on a daily basis, and they follow him like a cult. You know, it's whoever has the loudest voice that people are listening to.
No, I get you on that, but those people,
that's the problem that we're trying to overcome.
Those people do that because they want to. They want to believe whatever he says. They want to own the libs. They want to bow at his altar. I get all that. What the Swarm, though, to me is different because you're hurting the very thing that you're trying to support. And by, I don't know, I just don't, I'm having a trouble making that connection. I get what you're saying, but it just seems like people, the Proctor thing, I mean, I think the Proctor thing was a problem, but they were struggling before Proctor. They've been struggling to get numbers ever since this thing started. We've had them on three or four times.
Yeah, if you've only got 400, the Proctor thing didn't.
No, it's more than Brad just told me. Okay. It's much higher than that, but it's nothing like it should be.
Well, why, what is it?
2,900.
Okay, I was going to say 400 seemed.
Okay, but even 2,900, the Proctor thing isn't stopping them from getting to 10,000 itself.
No, there's no way.
Yeah. But, no.
So you're saying just a month ago, so they've added 20...
I was obviously wrong about the month ago, but it was like 6 months ago.
Okay, so they've added 2,500. That's not bad. I mean, it's not great. I mean, 2,900...
No, I still think it should... I would have thought 10,000 at a bare minimum.
Yeah, 2,900 is still pretty low.
It is.
Have you guys ever breached this subject with him? Because I don't remember the full interviews. You know, when Brad's been on. I mean, I listened to him, but I probably should pay better attention. But, I mean, has this subject been broached with him when he's been on?
Oh,
the
yeah.
With you guys?
Sure. Oh, yeah. We had him on the first time he really stressed numbers. We got to get more numbers. And I remember the first time I think we had him on, they had, like, less than 1,000. And, yeah, no, we've talked about it. But, I mean, there's only so much talking you can do. And, I don't know. There's a disconnect somewhere, but... I think we're putting all of it on Brad and his organization, where sometimes as a fan, if you want to have NIL and you want to be competitive, you're going to have to contribute. That's just the way it is.
And what gets me and is the people that complain about the team's success and then they don't give.
Yeah. I mean,
hello.
And if they don't have the money, then don't complain.
Yeah, shut up. Yeah.
So. Well, how much of an upswing then did they get when Proctor came back to Iowa? I mean, how much of that number, you know, that you're looking at there, how much of that came with Proctor?
Well,
I know there's a lot of people that donated once he found out he was coming back to Iowa.
Certainly some did. There was an uptick, and Brad went onto social media and says, we need some money fast. And they raised something like, it was over $100,000 in a day or two. Which is impressive, I thought.
It is, but I thought, you know, I don't know. You know, and I'm probably beating a dead horse here, but I just think a lot of it had to do with practice. Yeah.
We're losing you.
A lot of that. People are just had a misunderstanding about what the NIL does and what the form does.
We're losing. You must be in a bad cell or something.
Yeah, but thanks.
Thanks for the call, as always.
Thank you.
Well, he's driving. He's probably driving in the mountains. I get everything he's saying, but, I mean, at some point, I don't want to say you put up or you shut up, but it's almost...
No, but you put up or you shut up.
That's exactly right.
Sort of where it is.
Yeah.
No, 2,900 seems...
That's a little
but
more
that's
respectable.
Still, that's still, to me, a really low, low number.
Really low.
Still worth maybe a... did he say, is he happy with that number?
He's always... Not really, no.
I mean, you don't want to bitch too much because you can also turn fans off by whining and bitching about, hey, why aren't you spending money? It's a tightrope he's walking here. It's a balancing act.
Very much so.
Hello.
Hey, did you guys hear that fake AI of Kirk Ferentz after Proctor left that made it sound like he walked away with $1 million and the university got hosed? Do you remember that?
I did not.
I didn't see it.
But I don't really go looking for that stuff.
And it sounded really... I mean, it was a joke, but it sounded really... real. You could probably find that really easy,
so you're saying you think people are stupid enough to believe that?
Oh yeah.
Well, then we have no hope. We're done. Yeah, that's depressing.
Thanks.
It's very depressing.
No, I had not. Have you heard of it?
No.
I had not seen that.
No, I'm sure.
No, I don't go search. I'm not a big AI guy.
No, I'm not gonna find it or run it.
I know some people love that Heavens guy or whatever. The guy who does that stuff to me is just silly. Those fake AI things to make seem like people are saying things that they've never said. I just think that's stupid.
And I don't find it funny.
I don't find it funny.
It should be illegal.
It should be.
I mean, the stuff they did with Bob Stoops and Fran about Brian Ferentz, I thought that was stupid.
I mean, it really should be illegal. It's this AI crap on Facebook.
Yeah, it used to be AI meant Allen Iverson. Now it means artificial intelligence.
The Facebook has so far, since they went to their Meta AI, put out 11 false stories causing schools to shut down with threats. Because what it does, and what radio stations that are using it does, they go through Twitter and Facebook And that's where they're spewing forth their talk. And if they light on something like Twitter, there's been a, you know, somebody just posts, hey, we just had the school shut down or something. It can be false, and the AI will grab it anyway and start telling you about it. It's not, it ain't ready.
Do we have a call?
Yeah. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I got a simple question for you. I went to the Swarm event at the casino down here in Davenport last Thursday night. It was a great event. But I was wondering how come they didn't have a donation bucket or something set up that somebody could throw some money, you know.
They do
if
have.
You wanted to donate they 10, prob- 20, 30 bucks.
Well, they probably should have. Now, they do have a couple of plexiglass things throughout the casino for swarm donations. So you can put in, you know, cash or vouchers.
Do they have that in the Quad Cities? Because he was in the Quad
Yeah, they
City.
Have it in Redmond City, too, because Riverside and Redmond City are owned by the same people.
Right, but I haven't been to the one in the Quad Cities for years.
Yeah, but I was just thinking, you know, I don't go in the casino much anymore and stuff, but, you know, I went to that event. I would have thrown 20, 30, 40 bucks in a, you know, in a container for, you know, they had a shitload of people. Oh, sorry about that.
Yes, the first 500 in line got a Sid of Falter bobblehead, I hear.
We didn't down here. They didn't have that in the Quad Cities. They had it up at Riverside, not in the Quad Cities.
Oh, okay.
But it was really, it was a great RAN event and stuff. It was nice seeing everybody and got my picture taken and everything with them.
Nice.
But it's just, you know, I was thinking, okay, if they're going to have a donation deal and stuff, because I'm going to go down to Kyle Petty's charity ride next Monday in Bettendorf. He's got his for his Victory Junkin camp, and they do have, they said on their website and stuff, there will be donation areas to donate money to, you know, to his event.
Well, if they didn't have a plexiglass thing there or even a bowl to put checks and cash in, that's a missed opportunity for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was bringing up. That's, yeah, okay.
Yep, thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah. A set of Falter bobblehead would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? I'd like to have one.
I'm going to spend the rest of this show cursing. Is that okay?
Lucky I got that.
You didn't catch it. I heard it.
Well, shut up.
I heard it very loud.
You didn't catch it. You don't know what I got.
Who knows? God knows what you can catch here. But no, that's I'm with you, Suter. Anytime you have a chance to raise some money and you don't take advantage of that opportunity, that's a missed opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The germ jar.
What about it?
I forgot to tell you this.
What's going on with it?
Okay, so I come out here.
Is this gross? Is it going to be? I'm hungry and I want to eat after it.
Saturday, I had to do something and I forgot to do it. And so I come out here and I left the door unlocked, which was stupid of me. And some guy walks in. And this guy wants to do auction stuff. And he just must have come out of a, you know, his hands were just filthy. Just, you know, and his arms and everything's working.
Yeah.
I understand that. And he opens up that germ jar and he scoops out a bunch of the peanut butter pretzels.
Did you let anyone know?
I threw them out.
Oh, you threw them out? So you do have standards.
Well, yeah. And, so... Anytime we get something now, it's just for us in the back.
I think that is
also
wise.
The germ jar's done.
Well, it's done making public appearances.
So it's in the back now.
Well, it's not. There's no germ jar now.
I mean, don't we have the individually wrapped Jolly Ranchers up front?
He didn't want those.
Oh,
he took the. He did. He took the jar. I thought he was going to take it and drink it. He took it like that. And then he sticks his hand in there.
Did you tell him how many hands had been in there previously, or would he have cared?
He wouldn't have cared. No hands were as dirty as those hands were.
Okay.
Well, that's thanks for sharing, I guess.
But looks can be deceiving, too. I mean, you can have a hand that looks clean, and God knows where that hand's been.
Well, yes.
I mean, between orifices and ears and nostrils and
sticking them in the
crotches.
Nice. Real nice.
Okay. So now I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, we had a good conversation going about the swarm, and now you take us out of it. You know?
I just thought of it. I forgot to tell you about it.
But the excuse is it's May. That, notice this time of year we always, hey, if we start, it's May. What are we going to talk about? I mean, hey, Iowa baseball versus North Dakota State. Now, have you been to a game yet this year?
Yes.
You did? Okay.
The cold, ice cold Saturday.
Oh, you went to that Saturday?
Yes.
How long did you last?
We made it through 7.
Wow. So obviously you dressed appropriately.
Ish.
Okay.
It was still cold.
That was the day of the spring practice.
Yes,
right?
And we were outside for 5 days because the swarm event we were at was basically outside.
Yeah, I sat in the press box just a wimp. I could not. My walk from the car to the press box, I froze my ass off.
Yeah,
I'm not watching this thing outside. I can't do it. Usually I do. Because lots of times it's nice this time of year. You want to be outside. But no, it was brutal that day.
It really was.
No, it was.
It was windy.
But yeah, as far as this swarm stuff, I mean, there is no simple answer to this. And the fact that there's no infrastructure and no guidelines, some schools are just free to do whatever they want. It's going to be an uneven playing field until they put some guidelines in. But I don't know who's going to do that. The NCAA doesn't seem interested.
Well, they sure don't, do they?
No.
So 4%, that makes 4% of 70,000 that contributes to swarm.
Well, I mean, hell, look at the women do 15,000. What percent? 15,000 at Carver Hawkeye, 2.9. That was the crowd for like the Iowa NIT game against Georgia back in like 1998 that Bowlesby got so upset about. Remember, it was like 2,900 people were in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, like I said, had you asked me, I would have guessed somewhere between 5 and 10 and would have been making that guess thinking low, thinking that's not very many. 2,900 to me is, I mean, I give Brad and those guys credit for getting those. They need help, though. They need.
No, that's
Brad needs
not
help.
Near enough.
Brad needs help.
He does.
He can't do all this himself. What? He's an actuary. He's got a, I mean,
he's got a small, and I mean small staff, but he does have a little bit of help.
No, he does, and he's got some people that work for Iowa. Doesn't he have some guy, Scott Brinkman? Doesn't he have?
I think so.
Think that's the name of the guy that.
I've seen the name.
So, yeah, I mean, but he still, they need. I still like the idea of getting some young, savvy keyboard warrior media influencer out there doing the social media game. That's what they need. Somebody to go on all the platforms and just tell this kid, hey, instead of promote this like you're promoting yourself, you know? And I think that would help them.
Yeah.
Get some student. Have that be a continuation. Every year maybe you change too. Get some senior in their last year of either marketing or whatever. And make sure they're very active on social media. Have them do it for their senior year. Then they hand the baton to another. And have that be a gradual thing. Just constantly have some student over there spreading the word. Somebody who lives on social media. My guess is Brad probably doesn't spend a ton of time on Twitter, does he?
I'm not on Twitter hardly at all.
I know he's on the message boards, but he's not on those things like morning, noon, and night.
Not at all.
Yeah, see, I mean, he's normal. And but maybe that might be something he should consider, though. You know, there's young, savvy seniors over there at Iowa that could help spread the word on Instagram and all that other stuff that you guys talk about as far as different platforms. I think that's the word. And my guess is they're probably not getting much financial help from people between the ages of 18 and 35,
because sure
most don't have it, or if they do, they don't want to give it,
or they have families,
or they're just not interested in giving that. They'd rather spend their money on themselves or whatever at that age. So I don't know if you try to make a more concerted effort to hit older people and ways. So, but yeah, it's definitely a challenge. I think too much is being made of the Proctor thing, though. I mean,
way too much.
I mean, if you let Proctor's decision influence whether you swarm or not, that's
then
just
you're a fool.
Weird. That's just weird.
Then you're a fool.
Yes. I mean, like Kirk said, you can't feel bad about something you never had. I mean, you can't replace something
exactly.
You never had. They never had him. Just move on. But I'm surprised to think that some people got so upset about Proctor that they're going to make the school that they still support, that Proctor's leaving, suffer. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Of course it doesn't. That makes no sense.
No sense.
No.
Stop Making Sense. Great song.
Who's great that song. By?
Talking Heads.
Talking Heads. Great song.
So I'm the only one in this building now that didn't really care for the Talking Heads.
Hunter, you like the Talking Heads? I love the Talking Heads. Captain?
Love the Talking Heads.
Does Lang like them? Yeah. Molly probably doesn't like them, does she?
Probably not. Or is she?
Molly is 31 today.
She is. 31 years old.
Jesus.
Okay, the Talking Heads were at their prime 40 years ago.
I can't believe she's 30. Jesus.
I know. Well, what's Shane, 42?
44.
Is he really? He's 45. He's almost 50.
I know.
God, he's not much younger than I am.
It's ridiculous.
But no, the first time I saw, what was that video he did on MTV, Once in a Lifetime? God, I love that. And then my favorite Talking Head song, though, is Naive Melody, This Must Be the Place. You guys would both recognize it if you heard it.
I know it.
It's a great song.
Don't like him very well.
Psycho Killer, I love that song, too.
And he was on SNL a year or two ago, yeah. And he had, 40 people on stage.
Well, that's because he was touring. Stupid. He was touring with them. They had an HBO special.
Well, it's...
I think he's a genius. I love Dave. He's got a solo album. Hunter, do you have that Salsa solo album of his? There's not a bad song on this album.
He had a movie, and I can't remember the name of the movie now, where he was driving a Dodge K car, and John Goodman was in the movie, and Mary Kay.
Are you talking about David Byrne?
Yeah, Mary Kay Place was in the movie.
True Stories.
Yeah.
So have you ever interviewed him?
No. But the True Stories was a great. I remember it was playing just in one theater in the Quad Cities, and nobody was in there except for me and maybe three other people. It was a really good movie.
I had never heard of it.
I went to it because I didn't have nothing to do. Jan was out of town. And I like David Byrne.
Yeah, the first time I heard the Talking Heads, I'm like, man, because their sound was so unique.
Yeah.
And it was one of the few bands back then that had a woman guitar player in the band. No, I think she was the bass player, wasn't she?
But the video is so ridiculously.
What's her name? Something Wilm? What? Tina Weymouth. Tina Weymouth, yeah. But yeah, that was one of my regrets. The Police and not seeing Talking Heads. I had a chance to see the Talking Heads too, and I just didn't take advantage of it.
Didn't do it?
No. And I know the thing you're talking about. HBO had a special on that. And it was he had a bunch of dancers with him and stuff.
Yeah.
It was, and they did a lot of T-Head songs, but they did it, of course, differently, more acoustic.
Yeah.
It was okay. Had I not been interested in the T-Heads, I wouldn't have liked it. Like Suter, I wouldn't have had any interest in it.
Yeah, and
but no, their greatest hits album, man. There's not many bad songs on there. Is your favorite Psycho Killer, Captain?
No, I don't like Psycho Killer.
Why not?
I don't like that, and I don't like. Up All Night.
Yeah, that one's... Psycho Killer is great. I'm requesting Psycho Killer for when this show ends. Do you guys play it here?
No, I don't.
Hunter, you guys don't play Psycho Killer.
Yeah, we do, but I don't.
How about Naive Melody? You play that?
No.
You don't even play Naive Melody?
No.
Oh, God, it's the best song they ever made. Best song they ever made.
Yawn.
Yeah.
Best song they ever made.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're right, man. They were a big failure, Talking Heads. Are they in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
They have to. Are they in, Hunter? I don't know. Look it up, Captain, because if they're not, then that's our next topic. We're going to dive into why the
I'll lead the opposition. Keep them out.
They clearly belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No ifs, ands, or buts. Wouldn't you agree, Hunter?
Let's see.
Yeah, they didn't just.
Oh, Green Day's not retired, are they?
Didn't do much for me.
They've been
they
in
were
the
inducted in 2002.
Okay, wow, they've been in for 22 years and deservedly so. I didn't think they'd be in that early.
They are called the most adventurous rock and roll band in rock history.
Who is that, them calling themselves that?
Probably.
Yeah, that's what they
I mean, who's calling them that? I mean, I love them, but I've never...
I'm glad people like them. I just don't.
Rockhall.com.
Have you heard Naive Melody?
I don't know. I just didn't like them.
I bet you have.
There's not a single song that I heard that said, boy, that's great.
You don't like Once a Lifetime?
No.
Oh, God, I love that
it's
song.
It's just repetition.
I love that
repetition,
song.
Repetition.
Well, Dirty Old Town, that's David Byrne by himself, isn't it? That's on my great...
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that song, too.
Nope, didn't care for them. But that's okay.
Yeah.
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And deservedly so.
Clearly they deserve it.
Well, look up David Byrne's value. What would you say, 20 million?
I'd say
20, 30,
50.
You think he's that high? I mean, I think he did write most of their songs. You might be right.
Well, it's not just that he does movies and crap. And he produces 60 million.
60 million? Yeah. He made a nice
doing
life
okay
for himself.
Yeah. Think he's a Swarm member?
No.
He said, I'll never give. As long as Proctor.
I was going to give 10 million. But...
Until Caden Proctor.
He's doing a song called
Caden Proctor.
Caden Proctor.
The band is getting back together to do an album dedicated to the betrayal caused by Caden Proctor.
Yeah. You know, I am surprised that the professional Hawkeyes aren't giving to Swarm. That really does surprise me.
I'm really not, but I just think a lot of it's they probably just don't think about it much, and they also probably think, you know, when I'm done, I'll give to this. But, you know, I don't want to make excuses for him. But do we know none have?
At one point, it was zero. And I don't know if that could have changed in the last 6 months. But, we can ask him the next time we talk to him.
Mm-hmm. But, no, like I said, I may reach out to him today. And if he doesn't want to, because like I said, I mean, I could give him some publicity. I mean, it would go up on the site. I mean, eyes would see it. You know, free content and what have you. So, but,
I would like to think that
as far as I hate telling people how to spend their money. I mean, you're saying like somebody like George Kittle, who's made millions, in your view, they should give some of that money to their alma mater.
Even, I mean, something. And they probably do, just not to
the Swarm.
Yeah.
And that could be from a lack of communication. I mean, some of these guys may be donating money, and if somebody would say, well, you know, if you want to really put your money to use, put it here, and they may be like, gee, I wasn't aware of that. Like I said, that's where the advertising comes in. I'm a little surprised they haven't advertised more. I will say that. But in fairness, maybe they don't have the money.
Well, I know they are on the Learfield stuff, and I don't know if that was donated or
my guess
if they
is
paid there for it.
I'm guessing that's probably some type of trade or something, but I don't know.
I have heard them on Learfield broadcasts,
but I haven't seen them on TV. Do they advertise here?
No,
I mean, I haven't seen them on any websites. But in fairness, though, they may not have the money right now. And should Brad pay that out of his own pocket? No, I don't think he
Brad
should.
Brad gives a lot,
yeah, he
not
already
just time, but
but I don't think he should have to give more than what he's giving now. I think he's giving enough.
I think he's done enough, and he keeps doing it, and he keeps.
But they may need to advertise, Tom. They need to come up with a little budget yearly and say, you know, we need to spend here's 10 grand we need to spend on advertising.
Yeah,
10, 20 grand. I don't know. That's that may help spread the word. Because you can't. It's hard to believe.
I don't know that he doesn't.
And well, we know he. I don't know if he ever. I've never seen him on TV. Now that would be really expensive. He doesn't advertise with the biggest radio station in Iowa City that he's been on multiple times.
This is true.
He doesn't advertise on my website. I don't see him on any other websites. I mean, maybe he advertises like on Hawk Central. I don't know, but I guarantee their prices are a lot more than mine, and they have Google Ads, and they have there's a pay site. They don't have free content.
Yeah,
I don't. You know, so but. Hell, maybe I'll reach out to him. They say give it a couple months, see if it helps you at all.
Yeah, couldn't hurt.
No, I mean it definitely couldn't hurt. But Iowa fans got to get over this Proctor nonsense.
Yeah, they do.
God, he's one kid. You know what's weird is he's finishing school here this my guess is he's got a couple more weeks left, and then he'll go. That story that came out said he's moving back to Alabama, and you know, once the semester ends.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much he's doing online. My guess is he's probably living at home in Altoona or wherever he is, and either doing most classes online or driving up a few times a week, whatever. I don't imagine he's living with anybody on campus right now.
I wouldn't think so.
But he had to finish out this semester here before he could transfer.
Yep.
And I did read somebody down at Alabama wrote a story. They had talked to him or somebody saying that he was going to move down to Alabama. It sounds like in like mid, late May or early June, something like that.
And I saw that.
Yeah, so go. But, you know, that's you just got to get over that.
Do you think he likes the talking heads?
Proctor? No. Yeah. My guess would be no.
Well, he did, but then he changed his
mind. Do you think he's heard of the talking heads, Caden Proctor?
Yeah.
You really think so?
No. I'd say no.
I'd say no.
I'd say yes.
You think your average college student over at Iowa has...
They were put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before he was born, so...
But they've been on SNL, and, I mean...
They've been on not SNL. Recently, have they?
A couple years ago.
That wasn't the T-Heads, though. Wasn't that David Byrne?
Yeah, it was David Byrne.
David Byrne.
That's right.
Yeah. Jerry Harrison. And
David Byrne is the talking heads.
Well,
as far
he's,
as I'm concerned.
He's the person you most
sure.
recognize with.
Yeah.
But they had a very unique set. Weren't they from Boston? I think they're from Boston, Massachusetts. Yeah. I think. What have you, but...
I do not know.
Okay, would you eat from the germ jar if David Byrne put it...
God, no. No. I wouldn't... I would maybe eat from the... Beyonce. Maybe if her
Beyonce
hand is in there.
Beyonce put her foot in there.
No. No. I've got my limits even with Beyonce. No. No, I'm a germaphobe more than I'm a... I do have my limits.
What if she said, I'll do you? I'll do you.
What, with the germ jar? How would the germ jar figure in that?
She would put her foot in the germ jar, pass it to you and say, here, you have a handful of these and I'll do you.
Can I have until Friday to answer that?
Yes.
We'll carry that over to Friday's show.
Think about that.
All right.
Okay, we got to go because you got your birthday.
Got Molly's birthday lunch coming up.
Where are you having it?
At Monica's.
Oh, okay.
It's Molly's favorite restaurant. And, yeah, this is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I did. I give a Rise of a plug. I got their carryout. They had steaming hot food to me within 15 minutes. Seriously.
Wow. Yeah, they did.
It was really good, but they literally got it to me in like 15 minutes. And this was like at 8 o'clock at night too. I was very impressed.
No,
so it was good.
A great restaurant.
Oh, and that egg rolls were.
Both of them.
Their egg rolls are just out of this world. Yeah. So, all right. Everybody enjoy your day. We'll be back Friday with more
nonsense.
More nonsense.
HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It's free.
KCJJ.